You make me physically sick to my stomach, and I wish that you would get a heart attack.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So much. Welcome back to the big show.
Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete?
You know, I've just noticed something.
What?
This is our third week. We're going to our third week.
Right,
here.
Right.
He's goofy on Mondays. He's just a little silly.
I'm so glad to be here.
Everything you are, you're glad to be free of your family.
I love coming in and seeing all my buddies.
877-365-3636. That is the number to call. We'll have Dave Price from the early show on CBS.
He's great.
Coming up here in just a second. One more call here on the whole milk issue, the organic milk. Wes, you've been waiting a long time. Wes, what can I do for you?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
Well, you know that organic milk, I bought that for my daughters because I heard the whole puberty thing. Mm-hmm. And then I read about ultra-pasteurization, and the more something is pasteurized, the more dead it is, basically.
Yeah, but they can't take, like, the calcium or the vitamin D out of it, right?
Not the well, they put fake vitamin D in it, for one thing.
Okay, so that's
it's
fake.
Synthetic.
But it's still the same. I mean, you're still getting the calcium, right?
Well, you might as well take a calcium pill. What you're getting is white water with calcium in it.
Well, that's good on my cereal. That's all I care about.
That stuff is so dead, they don't even have to refrigerate it.
Okay,
they can
I don't buy that.
Warm.
All right. Well,
no, and so what's
right.
so alive in another thing of milk? I don't want all that
milk.
Milk
is milk.
Alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think on the line now, even though they haven't told me on my computer screen.
I'm in favor of organic milk, by the way.
Thank you, Buzz. Certainly. Mr. Horn Doggy.
Ultra pasteurized.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a true broadcaster, a man that plays in pain, a guy that might have his head full of snot, but he still goes out, and he does the job because I've talked to him when he's had a cold. Ladies and gentlemen, from CBS, let's say hi to Dave Price. Dave.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'd like to take the credit, but if it wasn't for dead milk, you know what? I play like I do.
I had to take that call, Dave. I didn't mean to keep you waiting, but I just saw that all during the break, you know, that organic milk is dead milk. And have you ever enjoyed a nice big glass of organic milk, Dave?
I actually have. I've gotten the organic milk, the soy milk, the breast milk. I've done it all.
Attaboy. Well, you know, we love your work on The Early Show. We really do, because you are a guy that seems to love his job. But that's really not why we have you on the show today.
Really, our fandom goes back to Channel 5 in New York.
Goes a long way back.
God. Yeah. Those were the days. Those were the days.
We've got you on the show today because we're a little jealous because... Well, I know we were late to the party, but last week we were trying like hell to see if we could snag an invite to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it just didn't. I think we
happened?
They ended up getting us. They ended up getting us one, and we wanted to go as a gang, and it just didn't work out. But you, I understand, were there. You were in attendance, weren't you?
I was. In fact, I was just about to. I don't know, three tables over from. Pamela Anderson.
Oh, see.
Oh, nice.
I was, that makes me next to Pamela Anderson, actually.
It's pretty exciting. Does she qualify as A or B right now? Is she A-list or B-list?
A, B, well, she...
Or double D.
You know what? I was trying to figure out how to say it without getting an FCC fine for you, and you beat me to it.
Thank you very much, Dave. Was
organic.
It a fun event? I mean, you got the... I guess this would be kind of a lame duck White House Correspondents' Dinner with old W going on.
Yeah, you know what, though? It gave, Bush is often at his best when he's able to kind of kick back, and he was pretty funny. I mean, he was good. Craig Ferguson was a riot.
He's a genius. I really think Craig Ferguson is a genius. I really do.
So do I. You know what? And if people aren't up at 12:30 in the morning watching him, you should TiVo it because his riffing is just unreal. And Craig, of course, became a U.S. citizen just about 2 months ago.
Oh, did he really? I didn't know that.
So, of course, that makes him uniquely qualified to comment on our voting system.
I got to TiVo him. I got to get him on the old TiVo because, I mean, he really – I've never seen that monologue where I don't laugh out loud.
What's great, if you add 5 minutes to your Letterman TiVo,
right?
You just catch the first 5 minutes of Ferguson.
Oh, good, okay.
Which is very easy.
Yeah, and he has a good long monologue, and it's like a thinking man show. It's good.
So we have Pamela Anderson, we have Craig Ferguson, and
oh, hold on, you had Rob Lowe.
Oh, controversy! Okay,
we went to the Vanity Fair party after Christopher Hitchens' house.
Oh, you are Solomon. Yeah, see, you're an A-lister. Oh. You're an A-lister, Dave.
No. Here's the deal. I was dressed in the tuxedo, of course, so they confused me with the wait staff, so I got in.
Now, do you travel as much as some of the other guys do, or is it about the same? Do you go all over the place? You don't seem to.
No, in fact, I'm calling you from Kansas. I'll give you a little little itinerary.
Okay.
I was in Kansas. I'm in Kansas right now. Mm-hmm. I was in the Everglades last week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Miami on Saturday.
I take it back.
New York. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, no. I'm going to be going to Europe in 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're on the road. Hold on. I'm with one of my producers. What did we travel last year? 350,000? About 350,000 miles.
All right. Bad question. I was totally wrong. Maybe you know, that's why you get sick all the time.
Don't
take that airborne. That airborne's not good for you.
Thanks for watching. I appreciate it. Yeah, why don't you Tivo my show the first 5 minutes?
You know, I love it when you're on the road, Dave.
Yeah, you can catch the first 5 minutes of my forecast.
You're still loving it, though. You're enjoying your job, aren't you?
Oh, you know what? It's great. It is. I think one of the most fun jobs in television. Number one, and number two, you get the opportunity. That most people in radio don't, you know, to be around the president and Pamela Anderson and do it with all of your peeps rather than just getting one ticket.
Did any of the celebs or the polls walk up to you and say, "Hey, I love your weather, dude"?
You know, I saw Chertoff. I was talking with Chertoff, and he.
How
said,
does he look up close?
Gaunt.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, on TV, I swear to God, it looks like I'm watching Creep Show.
Here's the deal. You know what? When Tom Ridge was in the job, you looked like he kind of enjoyed it. He got a kick out of being the Homeland Security chief.
And a rather robust guy, right?
Right. It looks like Chertoff is literally at home worrying every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, I read about a little bit about it, but I didn't read in great detail. Now W was there. Was Cheney there at the –
Cheney was there. Cheney was there. In fact, Craig said that Cheney had already begun to move out of his residence because it took a long time to pack up a dungeon.
See, that's good. I like that a lot.
Very good.
And reading about Rob Lowe, I would think seriously that Rob Lowe would be in that mode where he'd kind of want to be laying low, but I guess he was.
Now,
it was kind of strategy that he was there.
These celebrities, sometimes it's like strategic jiu-jitsu. They do exactly what you think they wouldn't do. So totally out, you know, totally in front of everybody. And apparently, I think he just came because he thought they were shooting an episode of West Wing.
I think they asked, I'm trying to think of the British actor, the tall British actor, Rupert.
Oh.
Rupert.
Everett?
What the?
Everett?
Rupert Everett.
Rupert Everett.
And I think they asked him how it was, and he said hideous. And
really?
I think he was talking about the food. How was the chow, Dave?
Well, you know, remember, you get 3,000 people in a room, and you want to serve them all at the same time.
Right.
The only thing I'd say is go back and remember when you were in public school and eating in the cafeteria.
But at the Academy Awards, they kind of pull off those big parties, but I guess it wasn't
done
there.
No, they don't. First of all, no, they don't.
You don't eat at the Academy Awards.
I've never been. You see, just like I've never been to the—well, I think I went to one correspondent's dinner one time. Years ago, I think I snuck in.
The Nixon one?
No, I mean, Herbert
Hoover.
You know what? You snuck in, and they remember that. That's why you're not back.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Now, Dave, are you a political dude? Are you a guy that gets into the whole thing? I mean, usually happy, puffy, all those fun little segments, you know?
No, let me just tell you something. I mean, I'm a weatherman, and that's what I do for a living, but I am a political and a news junkie. I mean, I watch CNN all day, MSNBC, Fox News. I rotate around. I'm a cable news junkie.
So, like, on a primary night, do you get very little sleep? Do you actually stay up and watch the results?
That, to me, is like reality TV.
It's my
version of Big Brother.
I feel the exact same way. I think it's like a spectator sport. I really do enjoy it. We got some big ones coming up, and who knows where it's going to end. I mean, it really seems like, you know, even after Indiana and North Carolina, this thing's going to keep going.
I think there's got to be pressure. There's going to be a huge amount of pressure on either Obama or Clinton by June to get out, because if this thing goes to a brokered convention, I mean, McCain sits back right now and must love this. Because the longer this goes, the more entrenched both of those parties within, both of those groups within the Democratic Party become more bitter.
Yeah.
And it's, this is going to be very, very interesting.
So it's like you going to a, you know, you. I mean, some people get into the whole Pamela Anderson. I know the people that are in politics.
Well, actually,
they like that.
A lot of people apparently get into Pamela Anderson.
Bada bing, there it is for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, were you close enough? Did you get a good look at them? How are they? Are they holding up okay?
Well, you know, they've been adjusted, I think, several times.
Yes, I think she has a lot of work done.
Right? Not organic.
Not exactly.
But they're very much alive.
Yes.
I should point that out.
Yeah, and kicking.
And kicking.
She looked pretty good.
She does.
Listen, I remember her from Baywatch before all of this work and you know.
Hey, Dave, I'll tell you a story. I remember her. From Tool Time, when she was the Tool Time
right
girl.
Oh, right, absolutely.
And we did a thing out in L.A. where we did the, you know, the whole CBS Wheel of Stars. They wheeled them all out. And I actually asked her out. And she said no right on the air. It was a special moment for me.
That's
very sad, isn't it?
I strive to put in your record.
Oh, sure. It's very pathetic, but I don't care. Are there any political people in history or currently that you feel strongly about that you put up on the Dave Price pedestal? I know you want to. You don't want to be controversial. You don't want to betray your politics.
I'll tell you a couple of things without becoming political, but speaking more about personality.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first press conferences I ever got to go to was in the East Wing of the White House when Reagan was in office.
Okay,
and I have never. Again, it's cliched at this point, but someone with such an incredible ease at a microphone, and it tells you the power of personality.
Right.
You know, and if you think back to that political campaign where the commercials were rolling, Morning in America.
Yeah.
I mean, the thematic and the ability to move the American people with a charisma that Reagan had.
Yeah.
Then you go back to Bill Clinton, and on the other side of the political aisle, the guy is a rock star.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Seen him speak live, there's nothing like it. I mean, he just captures the room.
You've been around him. You realize there's like an aura.
Right.
And then you begin to understand this whole Kennedy thing they're incredible.
I felt the same way. I got chills first time that I heard Strom Thurmond speak.
But there was no microphone then.
No, it was just I was up close. It was great. And it was very hot.
I remember that.
Well, Dave, is there anything that you can plug for us? Anything that's going on outside of your fabulous work on the early show on CBS?
I'll tell you this. We are in Greensburg, Kansas all this week, and we're here because about a year ago there was an F5 tornado that destroyed 95% of this town.
Right. Amazing. And it seems to be getting worse and worse every year, doesn't it?
Right. It's stunning. The president is coming back Sunday. We are helping this town rebuild this week. It went from a community that was destroyed 12 months ago to a community that's going to be on the forefront of green living now as they rebuild literally every house, every school, every firehouse. And so we're going to be here live. We're going to have a rock concert coming up. Can I tell them who's performing or no? REO Speedwagon's going to be here in this little town in Kansas on Friday.
Oh, I love that.
And we're doing something neat for the town as well. I'm going to be overseas in Paris for a big rock concert I can't tell you about coming up later this month.
Wow.
Man, and I said, you don't travel much.
So many
I'm going to remember that question forever.
Exactly. And so those are a couple of things we're working on. And I'm going to be in Washington, and I'd love to come in studio if humanly possible.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you here.
On the 22nd of May for a gala recognizing members of the military. So
fantastic.
Stay tuned for that.
I'd love to have you in here. We'd love to see you, Dave.
22nd. Consider it a date.
Oh, you
excellent.
Rock.
Thank you.
Dave Price. Dave, good luck. Stay safe. And you know you're invited here anytime. We'd love to see you in studio.
Love to speak to you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Dave Price from the early show on CBS.
Very funny man.
Good guy.
Dave,
you don't travel much. He's only been like, what was it last year? 350,000 miles.
I'm surprised he hasn't run into Matt Lauer.
Where in the world? Oh, I got to talk about something else we're doing.
We do.
There's just a lot going on.
There is a lot.
Here's the deal. You got a lot of people that their brains are working overtime. And
not mine.
Not mine either. But Beth Ann's going out of her mind.
Absolutely.
Lots more. What the hell's coming up on the show? Hold on. I'm going to look here. I ran out of time because I was talking to him and he threw me for a
loop. I can't wait
there.
To get him in studio to find out what really went on when they were trying to recast the host of The Price is Right.
Oh, I know.
Because he was in on it. And I really want to find out about
that. All right. Got to ask Beth Ann about the week of wallets.
Oh, that?
We'll get to that.
That took the energy out of the room, didn't it? Also, the second buzz of the day.
Ah,
hey. So there's that. And the audio vault. That's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.